Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Dr. Robert McTeer is with us, folks. Bob McTeer is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a good friend of mine. He's a former member of the Federal Open Market Committee at the Fed. He's former president of the Dallas Fed. He was the chancellor of the Texas A&M University System, and now he is a fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis. But he's always been our friend, and we're really grateful for that. Bob McTeer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Bob, the Fed is having one of their two-day meetings today and yesterday. Why do they meet 2 days sometimes and one day another time?
Well, when I was there, you had a two-day meeting in July and February.
Yeah.
And they generally coincided with Humphrey Hawkins' testimony.
Tell us what that is.
Well, that was a law that required the Fed to report to Congress twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
But when Mr. Bernanke came in and all this financial crisis started, he increased the number of two-day meetings. So probably half of them or more now are 2 days.
I was noticing that, yeah. And why do you think that is?
Well, just to give them more time to talk about things.
Yeah.
It takes a certain amount of time to talk about how the economy is doing, what policy ought to be. If you have a little extra time, you can talk about some issues.
Think they're getting more granular in their approach because the economy is so fragile, they feel like they need to make sure if they make steps, they need to make baby steps and not big steps?
I don't think that has anything to do with the 2 days. What they're doing is there are issues that they need to discuss that aren't directly related to policy, like how will this exit strategy work when we get around to it, and how bad is it for us to leave those mortgage-backed securities on our books for a couple more years? Things like that don't lead up to the vote, but need to be talked about.
Mm-hmm. So they're meeting today. So let's go ahead and get this off the table. Today's the second day of the meeting, and today's the day that they will announce whether they're going to raise interest rates. It'll be after lunch sometime.
They always announce that at 2:15 Eastern, 1:15 your time.
And so what do you think they're going to do this time? I mean, interest rates are historically low, aren't they, right now?
Yes, they are. You know, months ago, I said June ought to be the time they start raising rates.
Yeah.
However, in recent weeks, some of the data on the economy has actually weakened. Data on inflation has weakened as well, less inflation than it was.
Right.
And then the Greek thing that became a euro thing popped up and reminded us that the crisis may not be over. So they're there for a while, for an extended period.
Yeah, exactly. And what are the dangers? So basically, you say, and I agree, that they're not going to do anything with rates today. Is there more danger? So they think there's more danger in raising rates than leaving them where they are. Is there any danger of deflation right now, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of governments in Europe are trying to deflate to get their fiscal house in order.
Yeah.
Our housing market is deflating. And despite what you hear on television, the money supply has not been growing very rapidly.
Hmm. And sure, payroll's not growing.
Pardon?
Payroll's not growing, for sure.
Payroll's not growing. The unemployment rate has bounced back up a little bit. virtually all the new jobs that were created last month were temporary census jobs. So, you know, I don't know if we'll have a double dip, but we're edging a little closer to that than I expected us to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed last week we reported with Kiplinger on the median housing price. In the last 2 years, it's gone down almost 25%, from like 230 to 175 for the median household value, house value.
It's hard for me to interpret that number, but yeah, that's right.
And that's a national.
Half or above, half or below, but it just refers, I guess, to the houses that are selling.
And right. Yeah, but it's, at least it's this, you know, it's kind of going in the wrong direction. Hold on to that thought, Bob. Bob McTeer is our guest, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. He and I will be right to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.